The Ancient Way of Being Happy by Sheila Kopp. IdHavingGod.com. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. This scripture stopped me in my tracks this morning. It got me thinking about how we as human beings believe that we've advanced just because we've gained in knowledge and technology. Yet as far as our soul is concerned, we've degenerated. We've stopped doing a lot of the ancient things that made man happy, like believing in God, talking to God, and coming to Him. We think we can modernize the soul, but at the end of the day, we're as ancient and primitive as Adam and Eve. We can never modernize the soul. The soul needs to continuously be connected to God's soul and spirit in order for it to be happy. Nothing really has changed. Man is still primitive and as powerless as Adam and Eve were before God. Man is still dependent on God to create him, to breathe life into him, and to make him a living soul. We may have the modern conveniences of hospitals with top-notch doctors and nurses and advanced technology to bring babies out of a woman's body, but the process of birth and regeneration is still as ancient as when Eve gave birth to Cain and Abel. We've not advanced biologically. How much less the soul? The soul is even more ancient than the process of being born in the body is. For the soul comes from God. It begins from God and goes back to God. You cannot modernize the soul. Therefore, it is still through God that man's soul can find its happiness. As a matter of fact, our modern thinking is often what is making us all unhappy. We should all be out in nature, walking, getting plenty of sunshine and playing, and communing with each other face to face, and most importantly, encouraging each other to commune with God. But instead, we find ourselves farther and farther away from each other, from nature, and most importantly, from God. It's really very simple to make the soul happy, but we instead want to modernize it. We want to make it sophisticated, but it's not. It's as ancient as God is. For all souls come from Him and go to Him. Whether you drive a Ferrari or drive a horse and buggy, at the end of the day, that soul is going to long for God. It's going to want to connect with its Creator. Our part is to find Him, to find God, and connect with Him, and make our soul happy again. Sin has separated us from God, but God has solved that problem for us because He loves us so much. He came down to us Himself. Not another God, not an angel, not another human being, but He gave Himself a body and revealed Himself to us through Jesus Christ. His death, His sacrifice to redeem man's soul is as ancient as when Abel, the son of Adam, made an animal sacrifice to God. The shedding of blood, innocent blood, is what it took for God to come down to Abel and say, "What do you want? Here I am." The shedding of blood brought God down. The spilling of innocent blood is so serious to Him that it made God come down to Abel. That's why it was called a sacrifice, an offering to God. Man's soul cannot be bought back from sin and from Satan and the principalities of this world in any other way. Only through the shedding of God's precious blood at the cross through Jesus Christ, which the scripture called the perfect Lamb of God, can we be saved. God's purchasing of the soul is so ancient that trying to modernize it spells disaster every time. That's why no amount of drugs, alcohol, even countless days of therapy can make it rest. It continues to want so much more than what modern conveniences can offer it. The only way it can rest is in doing what God says to do. To come to Him, learn of Him, follow Him, and stay with Him. God is our soul's creator. God is our soul's savior and redeemer. Only God can make the soul happy. And He has done it too through His wonderful human body He calls His Son, Jesus Christ. Through Him, we will find salvation for our souls. God said it from the beginning, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29, verse 13. People will say, "But how do we find God? Who will bring His word to us? How will we know Him?" We know Him through Jesus Christ. He has made this so much easier for us to find Him today. That if we don't find Him, it is because we really have decided we don't want Him. We've decided to not believe Jesus Christ is the way to God. That is too bad, because Jesus told His disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14, verse 6. Unless we go to Jesus Christ, we have no other way to God. We have no other way to make our souls rest. Because only Jesus was the one who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. God loves us so much that He has made finding Him easy for us. All we need to do is to come to Him with our hearts, open it wide to receive His love, and talk to Him. Yes, talk to Him. Because the Bible tells us that by the confession of our mouth, salvation comes. It comes through talking to Him, our soul connecting to God and saying, "Jesus, here I am. I come to you. Save me. Give me rest for my soul and take my sins away. Fill me with your spirit because I want you in my life today. Please come and save me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen." That's it. This is the beginning to happiness for your soul. That's as ancient as it's going to get. Say this prayer to Him every day and mean it from your heart. Then ask Him to lead you to more and more of His truth and to be able to hear His voice. And I promise that your soul will thank you for it. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." John 8, verse 58. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John 12, verses 44 through 50. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Romans 10, verses 10 through 11. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6, verse 33. Prayer. Lord Jesus, you are my God and you are my King. I thank you for your everlasting love for me. I thank you for you died for my sins and shed your precious blood so that today I can find God through you. You gave your life for me so that I can live for eternity. I thank you so much for your great love for me. I ask that you will please help me to open my heart and soul to more and more of your love for me. Give me faith in your love for me. Give me faith to receive your love. Give me faith to come to you and talk to you and believe that you always hear me and are willing to save me. I pray this always, Father, in your most wonderful name, Jesus. I thank you, Father.